Several years ago, I believe in 2007, we had, or 2008, we had House Bills 1549, 1771, 1395, and House Bill 2366. And what this bill basically does is repeal several sections of this piece of legislation. Now, I know the reality of the state that we're in, but I wanted to have a platform and an opportunity to talk about why a lot of this language that was put into law had a lot of hate-filled impressions. And many who are in the immigrant and refugee community took great offense by some of the measures, not all of the measures, but some of the measures that were put into this legislation. I represent a very diverse district. I have been part of the immigrant and refugee community in St. Louis for years, and I would say for my entire life. But let me just go through some of the items that are in this piece of legislation. I'm just going to go through the summary because it's pretty lengthy, and I'm going to just put a little bit of sunshine on a couple of areas. For sanctuary, municipalities are barred from adopting policies designed to give aliens. First of all, I know it's a federal term, but we should use the term undocumented immigrants instead of aliens because it has a negative connotation. Just that in the legislation is offensive to people. But anyway, municipalities that provide sanctuary or have laws that are designed to deal with those who are in the gray area or undocumented are not eligible for grants at the state. Now, I don't know, I haven't been to many of your districts, but I can tell you, I've been throughout my district, and I can tell you in some parts of my district, we have high populations of Hispanic families who are immigrants and they're of mixed status. I can also tell you that we have vast areas with vacant homes and they're not being utilized, they're empty, and it's kind of a bad sore, eyesore on different communities. But also, if there are beautification grants that are available, and I know that my municipality that I live in has received several grants for beautification, we have a large immigrant community, and we also have parks, and we love our parks in our community, and it would just be so wrong, in my opinion, for us not to receive a state grant for a beautification of a park from the state just because we have policies that address undocumented immigrants. And that essentially is what is placed in this bill that was passed in 2008.